Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is founder of Young Achievers Forum, Community en Acción, and owner of Bravo Chevrolet Cadillac in Las Cruces and El Paso, Raymond Palacios. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
It's my pleasure, Emily. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Let's first of all find out, what is Community en Acción?
Community en Acción was an organization that was founded approximately 8 years ago in El Paso by a group of individuals who were concerned about what was happening in El Paso regarding education with the youngsters, regarding economic issues. And they came together for one purpose, and that was to bring professionals together from throughout the community, from a cross-section of professions, with a sole intent and sole purpose of giving back to the community. So the thought was, if we could bring together a cross-section of professionals, collectively we'd be able to put our heads together and our resources together and come up with initiatives and events that would benefit El Paso. And the gentleman that spearheaded that was Richard Castro, who was the McDonald's entrepreneur in West Texas, and I believe he has some locations here in New Mexico as well.
And when did it start in Las Cruces?
Las Cruces, we have members that live in Las Cruces that actually are part of Community Action. There's not a Las Cruces chapter per se. But we have now started some of our initiatives now here in Las Cruces. This has been a year now since we've begun Young Achievers here in Las Cruces.
So then there'll be a special event this Saturday, February the 10th, for the Young Achievers Forum, and also hosted by New Mexico State University?
That is correct. It'll be this coming Saturday.
What can we expect at this forum?
Well, the whole premise of the Young Achievers Forum, again, was an initiative that was birthed by the Community en Acción. So this is something that I had this idea about for many, many years. I've always been fascinated with professionals that come from neighborhoods, families that do not have a tradition of higher education, that really don't have a tradition of professionals and their families, but yet these people were somehow able to go from the barrios, if you will, from the low-income neighborhoods, from the economically challenged areas, they are able to leave these neighborhoods and become very, very successful. So what fascinated me now is, what do these people all have in common? What is the common characteristic that runs through all these individuals? And what I have found, again, I'm not an educator. I'm a CPA by trade, and I'm in the car business now. But the one thing I've noted with all of these individuals is that there was someone at some point in their lives, whether it be a teacher, a relative, a friend, somebody that inspired them, somebody that looked at them and told them that they had the potential to do something great. And it was that inspiration, if you will, that person being in contact with them, that was enough to inspire them, at least to make them think different about themselves. So what we've had now with these individuals is an intervener, if you will, again, somebody that inspired them. So our thought was, well, what if we could be that intervener for masses of children? And there and now lies the whole concept of the Young Achievers Forum. It's a day where we bring in El Paso, anywhere from 800 to 1,000 kids onto the campus of the University of Texas, El Paso. And then here at in Las Cruces, we bring, at this point, 500 kids to New Mexico State University with the sole intent now of providing these young kids with a day of what we call inspiration, motivation, and education. The idea now is for these kids to see the potential that they have, to understand that they have what we call G3, God-given greatness, and we believe that's the first step in a child's road to success. Obviously, from believing, we want them to learn and pursue a path that would lead to higher education.
And most of them, they're middle school students, sixth graders?
Yes, and we intentionally we target sixth graders. What educators tell us is that it's at that age. Sixth grader, they're usually 12 years old. It's the point in which now the children start reaching that cross in the road, if you will, that fork in the road, where they can either pursue their studies or they start now looking towards something that would lead, unfortunately, to dropping out. Educators tell us that the highest percentage of dropouts actually occur in the ninth grade. And so they don't just wake up in the ninth grade and say, this is a day I'm going to drop out. This is something now they start thinking about really at 12 years old. So the idea now is to reach them at this age while they're still at a point where they haven't really decided which way they want to go. So we want to influence them as much as we can to pursue the right path.
So for the Young Achievers Forum, for many of these students, this is the first time they've ever stepped foot on campus or even been exposed to higher education.
Unfortunately and surprisingly, yes, that is correct. Many of these children don't live too far from NMSU or UTEP in El Paso, but it may as well be 1,000 miles away because they've never set foot. So when we bring them on campus, that's their first exposure to a university. That's their first exposure to college classes and meeting professors and meeting college kids. It's a new experience for them.
So it's a whole day event where mentors talk with the students. Will you be one of the mentors?
I will be present. I'll serve as the MC, I believe is what they have me doing. I play different roles depending on where the needs are. This year, I'll be the master of ceremony, so to speak, here at NMSU to introduce the keynote speakers, and I'll say a few words to the kids as well.
What was your inspiration growing up now that you're a CEO of a large car dealership?
I was fortunate, had a relative who, one of my aunts actually, who at a young age was very inspiring, motivated me. And it was that inspiration and motivation that made me believe that perhaps there's something bigger for me. I am not unlike many of the children in some of the neighborhoods here in Las Cruces or El Paso, that where they're impoverished neighborhoods, families where there is no history of higher education. So I can relate to the children that are here. And I understand, again, it could have been very easy for me to drop out of high school. In fact, most of my friends in junior high school did drop out of school. And it was, I guess, an eye-opener. When I graduated and finally got to where I was receiving my diploma, I look back and none of my junior high or high school friends were with me, and certainly none of them went on to a higher education. And that's, again, the something that we want to break, that cycle, if you will, of poverty that we believe has a lot to do with, a mindset, unfortunately.
So CEA, Community and Acción, has been the go-to organization on Hispanic issues in the region. So the students that will be attending, are they mostly Hispanic students?
Well, just by virtue of the demographics in El Paso and Las Cruces, that's the way the numbers shake out. But I will say the initiative is open to all children. We invite everyone because, quite frankly, we think any child could benefit from this initiative. So we do have a cross-section of kids from all races, ethnic groups, and so forth. But again, just by virtue of the population demographics, most of them will be Latino children.
What would be a key phrase, something that you would like the children to come away with after having attended the Young Achievers Forum?
Well, I think it's important for every child to recognize, again, that they have G3, and that is God-given greatness, is that every child has tremendous, tremendous potential to do wonderful things in this world. And they have to understand that, because I think that is the first step in a person being successful in life. And before they can become successful, they have to understand that they have the wherewithal inside of them to do great things. So if there's a message I have for young kids, it's to look at themselves in the mirror, look at themselves inside, and understand their purpose is great. And it's really up to them. We understand that there are challenges, certainly. For kids coming from economically disadvantaged families, there certainly are challenges. It's not easy. It's hard. But if they start by believing, they can persevere. And, you know, our motto is for young achievers is believe, learn, and achieve. And it starts with belief.
And another thing, I think mentors would also give students the information about STEM, those four broad fields of health and medicine, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. How was it when you were growing up? Was that something that was stressed?
Honestly, no. Again, coming from the neighborhood that I was raised in, again, it was a blue-collar, lower-income neighborhood. We were hardworking families. However, STEM, I don't even think that acronym existed back then, from what I recall. We were pushed more into blue-collar, industrial-type jobs. Anything in the STEM field of STEM, business, finance, education was never anything really that was of consideration for us. I can say that for me and most of the friends that I grew up with.
And I think also not just for young men, but young ladies as well.
Absolutely. It's very, very important for young ladies. Again, one thing, obviously now we see issues now with not only dropout rates, but young ladies leaving, I guess having to leave high school early for pregnancy or whatever it is. And I personally believe it's more critical for them to obtain a higher education than men, because many times they have greater responsibilities, especially if they're having children at a young age.
So for this community, Las Cruces and El Paso, this is a very significant forum, the Young Achievers Forum.
Absolutely. We believe in it. We know it's impactful. I would invite anybody that would like to see it to come out and witness it. We know this is an impactful event. We're very excited now. Again, we'll have had our second one here in Las Cruces on February 10th and then February 24th. This will be the seventh year in El Paso. And we believe we have the blueprint for a very successful initiative and hope to expand this in the years to come.
And this is free of charge to everyone.
For all the kids that are fortunate to be picked, yes, it's no charge to them at all.
I really appreciate you coming out and giving the opportunity to the community of especially low-income households, children who have never had the possibility of even thinking of going to college. Thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure, Ms. Guetta. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
You're welcome. Raymond Palacios, owner of Bravo Chevrolet Cadillac and one of the founders of Young Achievers Forum Community in Acción.
Well, thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.